Once again, folks, it's good to have you joining with us today for another short message from the Word of the Lord. You know, in this modern society that we're living in, there's a lot of phrases and terminology that we're getting used to that a number of years ago would have confused us. We wouldn't have heard of them or known what people were talking about. We have terms now like global warming. We have terms like climate change. We have terms like the woke generation, and also things like mindfulness, wellness, the snowflake generation, all of these different things. And another popular phrase that people are using nowadays is that of cancel culture. Cancel culture. There's a generation rising up that want to eradicate old terms that are so near and dear to so many people. And I believe that they feel by changing the language, the vernacular for people, taking certain words and phrases out of society, it will ultimately change the way people think. George Orwell, in his famous book, 1984, talked about a nanny state, Big Brother looking at us and watching over us, and everything being vetted and books being changed and words being taken out of books and dictionaries being rewritten and certain events in history being cancelled out, if you like, out of the history books, all with the view to trying to change the way people think. Whenever George Orwell wrote that particular book, it just seemed so far-fetched that that could ever happen in a modern society. But here we are, friends, living in this liberal age that we're living in, this age, supposedly, of freedom of speech, free thinking, embracing all and sundry, but very much living in a day of cancel culture, trying to cancel out old values, even of gender, marriage, life, simple things. What is a woman? And we've changed that. What is a man? People don't know what the answer to those questions are anymore. What is marriage? We don't understand that. What is life? When does life begin? Is life precious? Is a child in the womb? Is that a life at all? And all of the changes that we're living in, they call it cancel culture, trying to cancel out old traditional ideas and values. It's a dangerous, dangerous society that we're living in. The Bible encourages us to remember things in the past, remember our Creator, and also remember that we are fallen. Remember from whence thou art fallen and repent. But there's a sense in which I like that term, cancel culture. Because in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, and verse number 22, the Lord Jesus Christ is prefigured in this verse. The cross is foretold in many respects, and we are shown this great covenant that God makes with his people, a covenant of grace, a covenant of mercy, a covenant of redemption. And the Lord says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Let me just read the verse before that, verse 21, Isaiah 44. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. God does not forget things in the past. But yet he says in verse number 22, I have blotted out as a thick cloud all of thy transgressions. God is able to cancel out our sins. God is able to cast our sins into the sea of his forgetfulness. God is able to remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 7 of 1 John 1, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your faults, your feelings are. If you repent, confess your sin, turn from your sin with grief and hatred, acknowledge them before God, and come to Christ in faith and in repentance, and cry to him for mercy, call upon the Lord, your life can be changed, your soul can be saved, your sins can be cancelled out, blotted out as a thick cloud. All of our sins washed away in a moment of time. What a wonderful God, the hymn writer said, who is a pardoning God like thee, or who hath grace so rich and free. Wouldn't it be wonderful for you today to have your sins cancelled out, blotted out as a thick cloud. Thanks for joining us, friends. See you again next time.